Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Investor news breaks. McEwen Inc. and Moyex Mex schedules Q2 2025 results conference call for August 7th. McEwen Inc. Wex has scheduled a conference call for August 7th, 2025 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss its Q2 financial results and project updates. The call will include a Q&A session for participants to ask questions directly. McEwen Mining is a gold and silver producer with operations in Nevada, Canada, Mexico, and Argentina. The company also owns 47.7% of McEwen Copper, developing the Los Azules copper project in Argentina. Chair and chief owner Rob McEwen has a personal investment of $220 million in the company. For more information, visit dubmcewenmining.com.
Intensity Therapeutics raises $6.6 million. Intensity Therapeutics, a late-stage clinical biotechnology company, raised $6.6 million in gross proceeds, $6.3 million net, by selling 19,868,658 shares of its common stock via its at-the-market offering. The average price per share was 0.33233. Following the sales, the company has 46,035,081 shares of common stock issued and outstanding. The CEO, Louis H. Bender, stated that the proceeds will strengthen the balance sheet and support advancing clinical trials into the second half of 2026. Intensity's lead investigational product candidate, INT230-6, is designed for direct intratumoral injection and has shown promising results in killing tumors and engaging the immune system. The company's unique approach to cancer therapeutics aims to shift the treatment paradigm for deadly cancers.
Wipfli secures strategic investment from New Mountain Capital to accelerate growth, innovation, and client solutions. Wipfli, a leading middle-market provider of accounting, tax, and advisory services, has secured a significant minority investment from New Mountain Capital, a growth-oriented investment firm with approximately $55 billion in assets under management. This partnership will accelerate Wipfli's growth, expand investments in talent and technology, and fuel innovation. Wipfli has a history of strategic evolution, growing to over $600 million in annual revenue and completing 34 acquisitions over the past decade. Following the transaction, Wipfli will remain majority-owned and partner-led, preserving its culture while unlocking greater opportunities for growth. New Mountain Capital's focus on business building and long-term value creation will support Wipfli's next phase of development, including investments in talent, technology, and acquisitions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.